Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The number one rated Phil Hendry Show on the air. It's been a beautiful couple of days, and we certainly do thank you for your support. Big time, numero uno ratings for this radio show. And we have, kicking the program off, guests that we haven't talked to for a while, and there have been a few things happening with the Dark Horse, the band. I know they're appearing in the South Bay this coming weekend. Then they're going on tour, hopefully, with some form of some reconstituted Alan Parsons project. So Dark Horse, hopefully, if they get that Alan Parsons project tour going, might be opening for them. We'll keep you up to date. But in any event, Jeff Dowder from Dark Horse is going to join us. And this has to do with, because Jeff does an awful lot of work, as you know, Mike, and some of you guys out there, you know that Jeff does a lot of work with the California Musicians for Cannabis Freedom. Basketball great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of marijuana, according to police. This happened yesterday, I guess. The former Los Angeles Lakers star and the NBA's all-time career scoring leader was arrested about 7 p.m. at a San Fernando Valley intersection 30 miles northwest of downtown. And let me ask Jeff, did you read this, Jeff?
Aware of the fact that, we are totally aware of the fact that Mr. Jabbar has been arrested, and we are totally thankful for him taking one for the team. And
well, was this an arrest that was planned, or
I don't know if it was planned, but I will say this: Mr. Jabbar has used cannabis sativa to help him with his migraine headaches, and has used a variety of cannabis products down through the years to alleviate pain. And California Musicians for Cannabis Freedom, we believe that people should be allowed to use cannabis medicinally so that they can alleviate their pain, and we have a more mature view of marijuana use in the state of California.
But this was not any planned statement on his part. He just got caught, huh?
Well, whether you want to say he got caught, it's a matter of...
Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, was it a planned protest?
Well, no, but I'll tell you this much. I think that he very proudly took one for all people who believe in the medicinal use of cannabis. And he very proudly, when these pigs pulled him over and...
Okay, we don't use that word.
I'm sorry?
We're not using that word in relation to the police.
Well, okay, but I mean, I'm saying that...
You can call them police, you can call them cops, you can call them fuzz.
Well, if you prefer swine.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not joking here, okay? You know, we're not using that word in relation to police because it's inappropriate, and I don't want to hear it.
Fine. You know,
go ahead with your point. I mean,
well, I mean, my point, I think, is very clear. I think Mr. Jabbar is, you know, down with cannabis use for keeping pain at bay. I have personal experience with use of cannabis because I have lived for the last, I'm 28 years of age, and I've lived for the last 11 years with severe pain. My father left our home when I was just entering my junior year in high school, and that set our family back. And I have not been as close to my father as I could have been. And I live with that every day, and I wake up with that every day, and I go to bed with that every day. And the use of cannabis, the use of marijuana products, helps me to live with the fact that, you know, like Mr. Kareem Jabbar, who does have a migraine headache, or a variety of people who suffer from cancer or other pains, my pain, I live with on several levels. It's a multi-level pain.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar smokes marijuana for his migraine headaches, allegedly. You use it for
the pain of the pain that I live with. We all have different pain. Okay. And
well, what pain? Your pain is.
Well, my pain is a separation anxiety brought on by my father leaving, and also the humiliation that he still heaps upon me. And I say this, I don't want to insult my father, but I do have to say that he continues to heap humiliation upon me, offering to. I'm struggling with a band right now, Phil, And when he offers to pay part of my living expenses, basically what he's saying is you can't make it with that.
But he's offering to spend to help your with your.
Yeah, but you got to understand what that says. That's basically sending a message which says you can't make it. You can't make it. And every day of my life since my father walked out on my mother, I have lived with the pain of that. He ain't never given me none support before. And the other thing, too, is the fact that he knows I want to be a musician, and yet he's still offering me a job in his law firm, says, again, you can't make it as a musician. You can't make it. You need my support. That pain has driven me to alleviate it with the use of marijuana. And also, Phil, on a physical level, I have carpal tunnel syndrome. So I suffer daily, and people who want to use marijuana to alleviate the pain they suffer daily from, I think should be allowed to. Oakland has a cannabis club. We're looking for one in Southern California. I hope we'll do it.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and by the way, I want to get back into this. You're talking about his pain is physical. You're talking about the emotional pain of your father supporting you. That's painful. Why?
I mean, it's painful.
Why is that pain? You're in psychic pain because your dad gives you money. Why?
Because my father's basically saying you're not going to...
Okay, because you can't make it as a musician.
That's correct, yeah.
What is there a physical pain that you have?
I suffer from carpal tunnel syndrome, which is very, very painful. And I'm going to give you an example, Phil, and I have my drum pad with me right now. If you can imagine waking up with the pain of knowing that your father left you when you were a junior in high school and now wants to support you because he doesn't believe, he wants you to be a part of the pig establishment and the pig corporate trip, and I have carpal tunnel syndrome. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. One, two, three. Oh! Oh, God!
Is that the pain that you're going through?
Absolutely. Hold on. Oh, God. Man, that was bad.
That's the pain you're going through?
Yes, from carpal tunnel syndrome. See how bad my playing was, too, because of my pain? I'm going
to
do that.
Well, I don't want you to suffer any more, Jeff, than you have to.
But, Phil, I have to illustrate this. Then I'm going to use cannabis, and I'll show you how better it gets. This is just a basic 3-4 drum triplet rhythm. One, two, three, four. I'm back in the saddle. I can't do it.
That's the pain from carpal tunnel.
That's a combined pain from carpal tunnel. And my dad had called earlier wanting to take me to lunch as if to say, you poor kid, you can't even afford your own food. Okay, I've got some cannabis here, so.
What was that?
I just took a bong hit. Okay, check it out. One, two, three. I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. See what I'm saying, man?
And there's a very marked decrease in your obvious pain. There's no doubt about that. Do you think your drum playing is better? Because I...
Absolutely my drum playing is better. I mean, before I couldn't even hold the sticks. Now I'm back into the rhythm, back in the saddle, as the song say. Phil, I believe in those of us with the California Musicians for Cannabis Freedom believe that other celebrities should come out, other celebrities that we do suspect smoke the weed, smoke the owl, bust owl, Ted Lang, the dude who played Isaac on Love Boat, I suspect does bull after bull. Peter Jennings, who is the evening news anchor on ABC, one look at that dude, you know he's blasting owl. Peter Falk with that one eye, the dude on that.
Well, do you know that these people are smoking weed?
No, sir, I do not.
Then it's not, you can't come out and say that they do.
I'm saying that I suspect they do, and we haven't heard from them, and they should be more courageous like Kareem Jabbar.
Hold on for a minute. I want to give our number, and you got a whole list of people here?
I've got a few names that...
Hold on, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, as we talk to Jeff Dowder about the use of cannabis alleviating pain in his life. He has carpal tunnel syndrome. He's also mentioned the fact that his father left when he was 16 and insults him by offering to support him. That psychic pain has also driven him to use cannabis to try to alleviate the pain. You have other people?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, Phil, Charles Bronson, if you look at him, the dude is like 105, man, and his face is all bulged out. That cat probably tokes on a semi-regular basis. Bette Midler, if she ain't smoking weed, man, there are Martians that are going to attack. Things are wrong in the universe if Bette Midler doesn't blast up. Connie Chung and Maury Povich, I think that goes without saying. Eunice Shriver, I think.
Okay, thank you very much. What do you mean, Eunice Shriver?
I think she's doing it, and she's doing it and doing it yet again. She sparks and blasts. She's all that, man. And also, let's not forget Gerald R. Clinton, President of the United States, who is
Gerald R. Clinton. Okay.
Bill William Clinton. I'm sorry. But
okay, hold the line here, Jeff. Jeff Dowder from the group Dark Horse, as he's talking about the use of cannabis to alleviate pain in his life, both physical and emotional. And he's also said that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar took one for the team by getting arrested. These are all people that he thinks support the medicinal use of marijuana and laws passed to support that. Now, Kareem was arrested when officers stopped him, I believe, and they smelt the weed in the car. I don't know that he was making any big political statement. He's also mentioning names of people that I don't even know if they smoke dope. Ted Lang. You know, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, talking with Jeff Dowder from the California Musicians for Cannabis Freedom, and he believes in the medicinal use of marijuana. Although we're having an interesting discussion here, Jeff, you're telling me about medicinal pain that you're feeling about your father leaving.
Bill, you got to understand something. My father continually offers me a job in his pig law firm.
When you call your dad a pig, I mean, what is that about?
He left our family. He couldn't forgive my mother for an affair that she had. He insults me by not forgiving her for the affair that she had and by offering me a job in an establishment. I'm going to be a musician, and I don't need my dad helping me. And if I can do, like, I got no shame in having a bong hit. I have no shame in doing it, bong hits, because...
You're popping bong hits right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm taking a taste, but because of the psychic pain that I'm in.
You're in that kind of pain, so you think that people should be able to use marijuana if they're in the pain of their daddy leaving them, or...
I didn't say my daddy, man, I said...
Well, if there's separation anxiety.
That's correct.
And you also say you have carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yeah, man, I put the phone down here. After I took the bong hit, this is how much better my drum playing can be after the usage of it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a jazz rhythm. And that's a basic jazz rhythm.
All right, let me take a phone call here, 1-800-449-8686, as we discuss the medicinal use of marijuana, and also discuss Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was arrested last night for possession. Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You need to speak up, ma'am.
Jeff?
Yeah, right here. Hi.
Yeah, I was just listening to you. You're talking to a former dope smoker.
Why former?
Right.
Well,
let me explain first. My father left when I was 6 months old.
Okay? Nuh-huh.
The only time I ever laid eyes on him after the age of 6 months old was when he was lying in his casket 4 years ago. Okay?
And was that sad?
That was very heartbreaking.
Why?
Emotionally.
How come?
Because he couldn't forgive my mother for having an affair either. He walked in from lunch and found my mother in bed with another man. I do not blame
walked
him.
Walked in from lunch?
He walked in for lunch. He left work.
Yeah, he found some other guy was having lunch, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
okay, have some sensitivity, all right?
All right, all right. I mean, I'm
Jeff,
just...
Jeff, let me finish.
Okay.
Now, when I was playing guitar from the time I was about 7 years old.
Word.
I was seeing my brothers. Thank God they taught me.
Cool, cool.
When I was 19 years old, I got my finger crushed. I can no longer play.
How did the finger get crushed?
That doesn't matter.
It got crushed up to the point where you not play no guitar no more?
I do not play no more.
Check it out. Check it out, okay?
Jeff, you had your turn. Now, please allow me mine, okay?
But just check it out. Check it out. Okay?
I've already heard you
play. One, two, three.
Jeff.
I'm back. In what I'm trying to do is
Jeff,
give you a sort of a rock modality.
Okay. Let the lady talk. She understands, okay?
But I wanted to reintroduce her to a rock modality.
Okay, that's good.
I already know reality. That's the catch.
No,
okay?
No. Modality. Yeah?
Please?
Go ahead. Okay. I'm with you.
Okay. Then just listen for a moment. I have been in an office for over 20 years. I type 12 and 13 hours a day in this office. I understand carpal tunnel. I understand the father not being there for you. But can you, dude, you know what? At least your father is there to at least speak with you. And when he offers you something, you don't have to take it. Be man enough to say, Dad, let me do it on my own.
Right,
if
right.
If you want to smoke dope, that's fine. Don't blame it on your dad. Don't blame it on your wrist.
Blame it
on yourself as an individual.
Yeah.
Don't rip the people without their parents.
Uh-huh.
Don't rip the people who are truly suffering from carpal. Blame it on yourself as being an adult who's too immature to make the correct decision.
But see, I need it because my father's mean to me.
Hey, at least your father's there, and he's not mean to you.
Why yeah, he is.
Why does he keep offering to you if he is so mean? Maybe because you're not mature enough to turn around and face reality. You are a grown-up.
Hold on a second. Hold the phone for a second.
Oh, wow. You getting a head rush?
What?
You getting a head rush?
What?
Are you smoking dope while the lady's talking?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm having... Oh, so all of a sudden that's against the law? And
yeah, in most states it is, dude. Hate to, you know, it is.
Well, you know what I meant figuratively speaking. Is it figuratively against the law?
Dude, you're stoned, okay?
No, I want to ask her a question.
Ask me.
My father insulted me the other day by saying, yeah, man, let me pay your rent. I'm going, I ain't nobody's whore,
yeah.
Man.
Okay.
I ain't nobody's whore.
Do you need your rent paid?
What?
Do you need your rent paid?
Maybe I do. You know, and I accepted the money just that one time.
So next time
he gave me a check
no.
for $10,000, and I accepted it that one time.
Then next time, say no.
What's wrong with me medicating myself? I'm not just getting blasted on the owl.
You're just getting blasted because you ain't old enough to own up to the maturity level that you need to. The reality is, your mother and father separated. Guess what? Welcome to over 55% of the population.
Hey, some dude was eating a box lunch, man, at my mom's Y, while my father...
Okay, we got that, all right?
Yeah, but that's what that lady's talking about, her mom.
Exactly, and you know what?
What?
That was between my parents. That was not between me and my parents.
Okay, ma'am, made some very good points, and we thank you very much for your call, okay, dear?
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Here is, what?
Oh, I used most of the money my dad gave me on the chronic, okay, on account of the pain that he put me through, man. And
it, so you used it on dope?
Well, hold on for a minute. I'm making him pay for being mean to me. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I don't live in your world. I don't know what you're talking about. Virginia Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
I never heard a crybaby like this guy here, and I'm 70 years old.
You talking about me?
Yeah, baby. You've been good, Daddy. Picked on me, and I'm such a... Grow up, for heaven's sake. You're sitting there getting smashed. What's the matter with you? Get some backbone and stop this silliness.
You're funny, man.
I'm listening to you make a fool of yourself for about 20 minutes now. I couldn't help but call.
Hey, you're funny, man.
Yeah, I'm funny. Boy, I'm funny. But you're smashed and you're crying, Daddy was mean to me. He just gives me money.
Hey,
he's so mean to me. What a bunch of baloney. You're the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Granddaddy over here don't know.
Hey, man. Smash and make everybody feel sorry for
you. Can I ask you a question?
Why look at you as a
I just want to ask you a question. Do you do the voice of a cartoon character on the TV?
Yeah, you.
Because I thought.
Yeah, you ain't the snake.
Will you put this? Hold on for a minute, sir. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
That's about it.
Okay, we're back from the break, Jeff.
Okay, but that's the one I'm working on.
Okay, that's kind of a satire of Be True to Your School.
Yeah, see, it says Be True to Your School. That's the place you were tooled, you know. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, we got to get back to the show here. 1-800-449-8686. Virginia Beach was holding on here. Yes, sir, go ahead.
That's supposed to be music he was making. That was so amateur. It's no wonder
hey,
his
man,
daddy
I play. Excuse me, I play in a band.
Yeah, I can tell. I heard you crying about it a while ago.
You know, I have, man, if you're not down with rock and roll, that's your problem.
My
okay.
wife died in 1970 and left four little kids.
What?
My wife died in 1970 of cancer and left four little kids.
Why'd she do that?
She's only 36 years old.
Why'd she do that?
I've not in this 30 years since, her, 20 years since, heard her, anybody cry as much as you cried. And all those four kids, none of them cried.
Why didn't they give your wife marijuana?
Your daddy. What a worthless piece of crap you are.
Oh, man, that's harsh.
Why don't you get your head out of it?
Dude, you're harsh in my buzz big time. You're harsh in my buzz big time, and
you're
it's unfair.
You're the most nauseating thing I've ever heard.
Well, wait a minute. Look, Jeff, this man's wife died of...
Well, why didn't anybody give her the owl? If you'd given her
about?
The... What? If you'd let her spark up, man, she might still be chilling.
Oh, yeah. When her lungs were... When her intestines were rotted away with cancer, that would have done it.
Well,
yeah,
the
right.
whole
you're
reason...
Right.
The whole reason why
you
we're...
It really makes sense to me.
You
must
be
a libertarian.
No, man. I'm in favor of cannabis
no,
sativa
favor,
for medical
you're in favor of nothing.
Medical
you're just
use.
A lazy, useless lout
you know
to
I mean?
Blame everybody.
You really
you're about the most nauseating creature I've ever heard on the radio. And
you're
pretending that's music you're making.
Okay,
my
check
God.
It out. Check it out. One, two, three.
Oh, gee. Can you count that high? I thought your daddy didn't help you learn your one, two, three.
What?
Oh, God.
Look at Jeff.
Phil, I'm going to have to leave.
All right, sir.
I can't stand
thank you for your call.
Guy.
And
hey, man, if your wife had been given the owl, she might still be with us today.
I doubt it. She had cancer, okay? It doesn't cure cancer. It helps alleviate the pain.
Yeah, of the pain that my dad put on me.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, whatever that was.
Look, the thing that I wanted to illustrate to you was how bad I played before.
You're still playing a little bit choppy, all right? Now, I know a lot of these rhythms that you're supposedly involved in are jazz or they are polyrhythms and things like that.
That's totally it, Phil. They're polyrhythms.
So maybe I don't understand it.
Let me give you an example. Here is the way you play... If you're not tuned in terms of your musical sensibilities, which is enhanced by the sativa. Okay, here's how you play when you have not knocked back some owl, which is what I'm going to do now. Forgive me. Okay.
Well, you just took a hit. Is this the way you play when you're not stoned?
This is the way you play when you're not stoned. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get your game on. Let's play. Hey, you know, that kind of lame ass. All right, now here's how I play after I've sparked up owl. One, two, three. Judgment at sunrise. I'm there. Judgment at sunrise. You better beware. Judgment at sunrise. See, I haven't written all of it. But
you've been working on that song for 3 years, man. Judgment at sunrise. When's that thing coming out on an album?
I still want to sculpt it a little bit, man. And,
yeah, how about writing some lyrics for it? Sculpt it.
Hey, man, you know, just like that old man, you harsh me up, you don't hear me out, you're rude, you know.
Jeff, what I want you to do is talk to me seriously about your music and not give me a lot of jokes. Judgment at Sunrise, you've been working on that for 3 years.
That's correct.
Then finish it.
Yes, sir.
God.
No, I mean it, Phil. I mean, I'm going to finish it when I finish it, you know.
Okay. Here is Jupiter on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, is this Jupiter?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Oh, very well. I don't know where you find these people, but I have to congratulate you on it. It's very entertaining. The problem this guy has is...
Well, you know something, sir? You're very entertaining.
Well, how do you know? I haven't said anything yet, so just sit back.
Well,
and listen
I mean,
to me.
Listening to that comment, yeah.
Well, you are. I mean, I've been sitting here listening to you bang on a pad.
No, it's a drum pad, and what I'm demonstrating...
You're taking a toke every 15, 20 seconds. Do you do that while you're on stage?
You know what? Maybe. Maybe I don't. You know, it depends on the venue. But no, I don't. Generally, I'm chilling
okay.
with maybe some wine,
now,
a very, very chilled wine.
All this psychic pain that you have, just don't accept money from your father, would go away. Also, one thing I want to
No,
tell you,
because then he's going to put the guilt trip on me for not taking his money and working in his power pig politic law firm. when all I want to do is make Judgment at Sunrise and turn on a whole new generation of Americans to the music what Dark Horse can make.
Fine. Now, he makes you feel guilty, is that it?
Yeah, he's putting his trip on me.
Well, let me tell you something. Only you can make yourself feel guilty. He doesn't have that power to make you feel anything. Only you have the power
to
make
yourself feel guilty. Yeah, okay, whatever, Norman Vincent Peale. What I'm trying to say is...
Don't be a smartass, okay?
No.
What?
Also, you keep saying something that you want to be a drummer. You want to be a drummer. You want to be a musician. Well, there's your problem right there. You want to be instead of saying to yourself, I am.
I am?
You have a problem. I am a musician, so you really aren't anything.
No, I am. We gig every weekend.
Do you guys have paying gigs?
And dreaming about things that aren't going to materialize.
Let me ask some Jeff. Jeff, do you guys have paying gigs?
Yes, we do, man. We play every weekend at Mr. Pooh's in Redondo Beach. We play three sets a night. Okay.
How many nights a week?
You play for those bar mitzvah parties down there, right?
What?
Dude, bar mitzvah parties there, right?
Hey, man, it's California. It's not Florida, okay? There ain't that many Jews out here. Now, another...
Okay, well, whatever.
No, I'm serious. I mean... Hold on for a minute.
All right, thank you.
Somebody who grew up in the late 60s and his early 70s who smoked his fair share of dope. I haven't done it in over 25 years. You need to knock it off because it's definitely rattling your brain. It's going to affect you.
No, man. And it helps me as an artist.
You need to get back to reality.
It helps me as an artist.
Yeah, right. You think it does.
Just check it out.
Do anything.
If you don't believe me, check it out.
Well, I've listened to you drum on that stupid pad, and you sound like an amateur.
That's called a jazz triplet, man. You ever heard that? You're not even a musician, so you don't know.
Listen. No, but I listen to music, and what you're doing is absolutely amateurish.
1, 2, 3, 4. Delta Dawn, what's the flower that they put on? Oh, yeah, ha-ha, man.
How did you bust into Delta Dawn?
What?
What are you busting out with Delta Dawn for?
Because that's a basic 3-4 rhythm that I thought this cretin could understand on the planet Jupiter or wherever he's calling from. Yeah.
Well, listen, God bless you. I hope you play straight out. Okay?
I feel sorry for you, man.
Yes. Okay, thank you, sir. Delta Dawn. 1-800-449-8686.
You know something, Phil? I know you're laughing at me, and I know...
Well, how can I not laugh at you? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar took one for the team last night. He smokes that stuff because he has migraine headaches. It helps him. He's not out trying to get the stuff legalized. And what do you mean Ted Lang from Love Boat smokes bowl after bowl?
Have you seen the guy? Come on!
I just believe that if you want to do something for people who are in pain from cancer and you believe in the medicinal use of marijuana, California Musicians for Cannabis Freedom could give us probably a more measured and intellectual response than you sitting there banging on your drum pad, man. When are you going to buy a drum kit?
After the next gig, I'm getting a drum kit.
Do you? So wait a second. When you play a gig, what do you use?
I use a variety of drum pads. I have 3 or 4.
Drum pads?
Yeah.
You don't use a real drum?
I'm getting it after the next gig.
So you're out there with drum pads? God, it must sound like dog meat.
Hey, yo, hold on. It's great, man.
Here's North Carolina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Gerald.
Yes, sir.
This is Jim from Moyock.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
All right, I'm doing first time listening. This guy just really trips me out on this one.
What?
I'm a pot smoker myself. I've been smoking pot for about 15 years.
Word.
But I don't push extreme. You want people to smoke it, you know, find reasons for it.
Hey, man.
An alcoholic, man.
Hey, man, when you call up on a talk program and you're supposed to turn your radio down, man, I can hear it.
All right, one second.
I'll take a knock on the bong while you turn it down, man, all right?
All right, I probably can't hear it now, but here's the thing, man. You're pushing extreme.
Oh, will you knock it off with that stuff?
What?
Knock it off with that. I'm trying to hear the guy. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, he's pushing extreme and making excuses, just like an alcoholic. If you just sit back and enjoy something in a moderate way, like a wine drinker or a cigar smoker, it can't hurt you. But the way he is, he's just burning his brain out every second he goes through the day. I mean, what does he expect people to look at when they see him and then they see a person like me who doesn't
That was the most major hit I've ever taken.
I'm glad. I'm glad for you, man.
That was the champion of all time tokes. I'm one toke over the line, bruh. One toke over the line.
All right, man. This, I know what you're saying, and you're stoned, and we got to get going, Jeff, okay?
Why?
Because you're stoned, man, and I can't make head nor tail out of what you're saying to me. Okay?
Well, man, I
got one more guy I want to talk to. Thank you for your call, sir, who believes that your drumming sucks as well in Norfolk. Hello, sir. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, yeah. How's it going,
Jeff? Yeah, man. I'm a professional musician, man.
You're in a band right now, huh?
Don't leave me. The room's starting to spin a little bit. But, yeah, I'm in a band.
Yeah. How come your fellow band members haven't tried to kill you yet, man?
My who?
Your fellow band members.
Because I'm good, man.
Not what I'm hearing on that pad, man.
Okay. Well, are
you make the sticks move independently from each other?
Are you a drummer?
No, I'm a string man myself.
What do you play? A string man? Are you a musician?
Man.
Or you just floss your teeth a lot?
I do that too, man. It's part of a hygiene regimen.
One, two, three, four. Judgment at Sunrise. This is one I wrote called Judgment at Sunrise, man. Hey, man, did you ever hear a tune called It's Bitchin'? Hey, dude.
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay, check it out. One, two, three. It's bitchin' every day and every night. It's bitchin' every day.
All this stuff sucks.
What are you doing?
It sucks. Get out of here.
Hey, okay. Phil, I'm with you on that,
Thank
man.
You very much. It's bitchin'. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Will you knock it off with that stuff? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I was talking about beaches. I got to go and get that ticket taken care of because I was popped twice at Malibu's El Matador Beach over the weekend, once for sipping a margarita on the sand, and I ain't complaining. The cop did what he had to do, and the other was the parking ticket that I got. See, there's no parking, and it's very difficult. Look, I'm going to pay both fines, but I reserve the right to say a couple of things about it. And I said what I said about the drinking on the beach the other day. I'm not going to beat that into the ground. I got a couple of things to say about the private beach aspect of life here in California and elsewhere. And one of the things, first of all, there was nowhere to park at El Matador. They got enough parking over there for what? 30 or 40 cars? You ever been over there, Craig? 30 cars, maybe. So you park up on PCH. And, oh, well, excuse me, there's one of those signs, no stopping any time from this point. Well, I saw two other guys, so guess what I did? I parked there anyway. I'm figuring I'm only going to be there a couple of hours. The CHP can't possibly come cruising along and nailing me with a ticket in that time. Well, guess what they did? And I drove away with a distinctly distasteful taste in my mouth. See, here's the thing. Call me a communist. I don't care. Private beach. Where'd that ever get into the rule book? You know what I'm saying? In other words, you can have your house on the beach, and you can have a view of the ocean. You could go out there and swim in it. But all of a sudden, where does it? Where do you get off owning it? That's a natural resource, is the point I'm trying to make. It's a resource for everybody who lives here or wherever there is private beach, whether it's the East Coast, the Southeast, wherever you live. And I don't know how prevalent it is. I know that in Mexico, there is no such thing as privately owned beach. All beaches belong to all the people. So you can live in an $85 billion mansion, but some guy who pushes tortillas during the week is going to be plopped right there in front of your house on Saturday with his wife and kids. Ain't nothing you can do about it. And that ought to be the way it is, because it's a resource that we all ought to enjoy. And I've been over to Malibu, to people's homes, private homes. They've got gates, man. It's like something out of Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, to get through this, you got to swim a moat. And I went to a party once. It was near Canaan. And, you know, we all went down the beach. And then to get to the beach, oh, you got to have a clicker to open the gate. And the gate slides open. And then they have a little car that takes you down there. And you hike down. And that's the private beach. with the big gate going clang behind you, and then you can then you're out there enjoying this beautiful place, man. This beautiful cove with good surf, and it's gorgeous. But you got to be rich. Otherwise, you don't get to live there. Now, many people, we've all heard them ad nauseum. We've all listened to them say, man, if you don't have the money, then you can, yeah, we get it, Clem. We know all about how it works. You got to, hey, you know what? That guy who owns that house, he worked his ass off. Well, first of all, I have no idea how he worked to get that house. Might have stolen his whole life to get that house. Whatever, he's got the house. He's got the house. Who says the guy gets the beach and the view and everything else? Well, there we are at the beach at El Matador on Sunday, and I look down, and I see the cops rousting people not 14 feet away from a sign that says private property. And all that beautiful sandy white beach. And you'll notice all the houses that are on the gorgeous private sandy beach there in Malibu, they're away from all that rocky crap, right? So in other words, they got all this nice body surfing, and there isn't any rocks or anything. It's all just nice like sugar out there. They send all the public scum over there to rip our rear ends open on that rock out there. And you know that big lava rock? You go try body surfing that, man, it's going to cut you open. I mean, it's... So I get to thinking about it. I said, you know what? That really makes me angry. And if anything, I am, you know, more in favor of the publicly owned beach than ever before. All of it. Because I got busted for drinking while some cat, you know, 100 yards down on his beach. I hate the concept of privately owned beaches until I make enough money to own a house on a private beach. Then I'm going to love it. I am going to love it. Right now, though, I can't afford it, so I don't live there. But when that day comes, and I hate to break the news, it will come. I'll eat it up. I'll be the first guy on the phone. Yes, is this L.A. County Sheriff?
Yes, it is.
There's a person out on the sand. I've never seen him before. Ooh. I'll be running. Sheriffs of L.A. I just want the L.A. County Sheriff to know. By the way, why don't you guys change your name to the Sheriffs of L.A.? Sounds like a TV show, doesn't it? Sheriffs of L.A. I'll be running your rear ends off on my beach. I'll be calling regularly. I'll be requesting that you roll a unit to my house and throw everybody out of there the same way I was thrown off of Trancas Beach last year with my wife and kids when some woman with skin that looked like a Naga hide couch sunning herself up there on her sun deck, and she looked down and she saw all the vermin and scum, and she, you know, called Reginald on his ATV to get them off, Reggie, and perhaps oral sex is forthcoming.
Yes, madam, right away.
And so, and then here comes the LA County choppers and all this stuff. And we all ran off like it was the Exodus, like we were all Jews wandering the desert. But you know what? That day, forget it, man, because I'm going to live there. And then I'll like the private beach thing, like the Border Patrol was on me. Phil Hendry Show.